What's this? What's this? Ooh, it looks as if it's finally time for me to feast. Good evening, my little morsel. What a lovely night to be devoured, wouldn't you say? Don't struggle so much, dearie. We wouldn't want you to waste all your strength early on. That's it. That's a good little snack. Thank you for noticing. I am indeed a monster. Particularly, the monster that hides under your bed. Oh, you don't believe in monsters under your bed? Do tell me. Whatever else could I be then? A nightmare. But you are most definitely awake. And a tidbit like you couldn't have had such a terrible dream before I woke you up. A hallucination. That's an interesting hypothesis. But can a hallucination pin you to the bed like I am? Can a figment of your imagination sniff at your skin? Oh, how delicious you smell. And sneak a taste. I think you know that I am very, very real. Back to struggling, are we? Feel free. You're not escaping from me. I have waited far too long for you to let your guard down like this, to let you go now. Waiting and waiting. Every night curled under your bed. Waiting for you to slip up and drop a foot, an arm, a hand over the edge. I suppose you were so tired when you went to bed that you just flopped over, wriggled carelessly under your comforter, one arm hanging over your mattress, and fell asleep. And then I had my opportunity. What am I going to do with you? I'm going to devour you, of course. Eat you. I think you misunderstand my tasty little treat. You see, if I eat you, I'll have to find a new bed to hide under. No, no, no. I can feast on you just as well another way. You're absolutely ravishing when you can't decide whether to be scared or enticed. Is this how you imagined an encounter with the monster under your bed would go? Such cute pajamas you wear. But we won't be needing them any longer. Are you going to remove them? Or should I? Oh. It looks like my sweet treat has a spicy side. I will simply strip you down myself, since you have yet to resign yourself to being my meal. Oh, did these surprise you? Were you so certain I would let your hands go that you were ready to try and run away from me? Dearie, dearie me, did you somehow forget? I'm a monster. Having four arms, two of which will just rip through this nightgown of yours. It should be the least surprising thing about me. Although I did hide them from you, I thought the element of surprise might be beneficial. And it was. Your body is so lovely, morsel. And it's all mine to rat it up. Ravish. Of course, I could still eat you if you prefer. I am extremely hungry since you made me wait so long to feast on you. It appears I may have filling my stomach on the mind after all. Oh, you don't want me to eat you. Why don't you tell me what you'd prefer instead, little snack? Tell me you want me to suck on your tits. Yes, out loud. This isn't a dream, honey. And I'm not the kind of monster that can read your mind. I want to hear you tell me that you want me to suck on your delicious titties. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me. Well, if you insist, how can I resist such a sweet offer from a delectable crumb like you? Tasty. Don't try to keep your moans quiet, sweet meat. I want to hear you. Knowing you are enjoying this is the icing on that cake. And you are the cake. What's that? Your nipples are sensitive. All the more reason to keep looking at them then. Maybe I'll give them a bite. Just a little nibble. Absolutely perfect. Such a noisy little treat. You're shaking, struggling not to let those delightful noises become coherent words. Coherent, please. Did my little midnight snack want something else? Please.
Please what?
My dear, are you all hot and bothered? Have I prepped my meal so well that she desperately wants to be eaten? Tell me, tidbit. Would you like to feel this monster tongue elsewhere? Was there somewhere else on your body you wanted me to suck? Not ready to admit it just yet. Well then, since you're not going to ask nicely, I suppose I will just have to make a guess. And I'm afraid I'm quite terrible at making educated guesses. Would you like me to keep licking your breasts? No? What about here? Should I suck on your collarbone? Oh, I've got it. You want me all the way up here, right at your neck, sucking nice and hard and leaving a mark. No. Are you certain? But leaving a hickey on you was so much fun. I think I'm going to do it again. There. Two perfect bruises. Two perfect reminders that monsters are real. Let's see if you think this is a dream when you wake up in the morning and have to figure out how to hide those from the world. Oh, your face has gotten hot. Are you embarrassed already? Or is that pleasure? This is certainly something, Morsel. You're getting excited from the prospect of humiliation, aren't you? It's okay. Admit it. Because if you tell anyone the truth, they'll think you're a liar or crazy. And if you should lie about it, well, you'll have to keep your story straight. There's really no way out of this for you. Much like there's no way out from underneath me, snack. You've stopped struggling. Smart move, really. But I think it's because you like the way two of my hands are squeezing your tits. Your nipples again? Sweet treat. If you want something from me, simply ask. In specifics. Ask your monster, oh so nicely, if I will pretty please pinch your nipples until you scream. So disobedient. Don't worry. I'm going to make you come undone under me. That's it. Tense up. The pain feels so good, doesn't it? And what if I twist them? Oh, that was an appetizing sound. I don't think I can wait anymore, my little meal. It's time to devour you properly. It's not quite a metaphor. I'm gonna press my very long tongue inside you and suck hard on your clit, and you're gonna come so sweetly for me. And I'm going to enjoy every drop of needy juice you have, no matter how much you try to hold back. Now spread your legs. Spread your legs, sweet meat. I don't want to say it a third time. All right, you little rotten egg. If you're not going to be a good meal and give me access to that wet little pussy, and I know you're wet, you've been squirming under me, practically begging for friction, I'm going to do it myself. There we are. Was that so hard? It's okay. You can squirm all you want. I'm not letting you go until I've had my fill. Oh, you are delicious. I could just swallow you whole. You let out such beautiful noises, my little meal. That's it, sweet treat. Clench down. I'll bet you don't even know if you're clenching because you're still trying to defy me or because you want it so desperately. I bet it's the latter. Let's see if I can't get my tongue inside you, my little treat. I want to devour you from the inside. Do you like the way I curl my tongue inside you? I can taste every inch of you this way, morsel. I can reach deep inside you until you think you can't take it anymore. And then perhaps I'll make you take it just a little more. Or maybe I won't be quite so careful, and I'll accidentally nick you with my teeth. There's so many sensitive nerves down here. I wonder whether you'd be overwhelmed with pleasure or pain. Oh, you bucked. Does that excite you? The prospect of me losing control, only to devour you physically? Oh. The way you're starting to tense up tells me you love this. You're getting close, aren't you? But I've been such a patient monster. I'm going to wait until you're begging for me to come. I know you can beg, my little honeycomb, and it is entirely your choice whether I begin to lick you like you want and allow you to finish on my tongue, or whether I simply keep you here, pinned to the mattress, helpless, naked, and wet, until I get hungry enough to actually bite into you. Oh, yes, my sweet. Those nibbles before were just for play. Or did you not see how sharp my teeth are? If I so wanted, I could eat you in two bites like a brownie. You wouldn't even realize you'd been snarfed down until you were already in my stomach. Such a shameful little snack. You whimpered. But that wasn't from fear, now was it? You like it when I'm threatening to eat you. Don't deny it. All you have to do to get what you crave is beg for me, snack. That's it. That's a good little treat. Moan for me, morsel. I know you want to. Does my tongue feel good in this sweet pussy of yours? I bet you're feeling amazing now, aren't you? See how nice it feels when you don't fight me? When you just give in and let me have my meal. Despite all your thrashing and pleas, you wanted this so badly, didn't you? A monster between your legs, licking your lips, tongue-fucking this juicy pussy. Oh, such a pretty squeal. You do enjoy this, don't you? Oh, yes, you do. I know that inside you is a good little meal that is so happy to give in and let me ravish you. That's it. It's almost time. You're squeezing so tightly. You're almost there, aren't you? You couldn't even form a coherent response, could you? All you can do is whine and babble. You can't even beg properly. You truly are the perfect meal, reduced to a speechless heap, barely even able to fight me, because you don't want to fight me. You just want me to make you come, don't you? Say yes. Very good. Finally knowing what you are. A delectable dinner for the monster under your bed. Go ahead then. Come on my tongue. That's it. Come, my little honeycomb. Let all those sweet juices out for me. Absolutely delicious. Well done. It's all over, sweet thing. I'm all done. You certainly enjoyed yourself, didn't you? And here it seems I failed to properly terrify you. Or will you try to convince me that that was just a terrorgasm? You can't even answer me, can you? I do love when I finish a meal until there's nothing left. Now let's tuck you in, nice and tight. There's a good morsel. My, those hickeys are starting to darken nicely. I wonder how you'll deal with them. You certainly can't come up with anything now before they set in. Well now, careful to keep all your limbs nice and safe on your bed, my little morsel. Next time, I may not be so generous when I ravage you. Good night.